Hello and welcome to the Media Collective's Freeform Question and Comment Line, 312-DRY-TOFU. This week's prompt was inspired by one of our listeners, body modification. Tell us a story about body modification from your life. How have you modified your body? What about your family, friends, pets? If an alien species came down to Earth and said, hey, I want to modify my body, what do you recommend? Please answer this and anything else, and we'll post the audio on the Media Collective's website. That's themediacollective.org.
Wow, body modification. Well, I always thought that, you know, my lips were kind of big. But, you know, I just deal with it. You know, they're kind of, you know, they just hang over my teeth a lot. I shaved down my teeth at a young age. I thought my teeth were too big. Then it ended up making my lips too big. Probably I just, you know, I modified the ugliest part of my body, which is my mind. You know, I should really, like my New Year's resolution I was going to do, I should read more. But like I said, I'm doing better. I actually, I walked past the library the other day. I almost went in, but I had to go to the village pantry and get something to drink. It was Friday night, so just had to pass the time. But, yeah, I don't know. Our library keeps, like, bar hours. They're open till 9 or 10. Monday through Friday. So, yeah. So I'd modify my lips. If I could shave them down, I would, but I don't think I can. And I'd change my mind. Thanks. Sorry I haven't called in lately.
Two things. I got a tattoo when I was 18 and kept it from my parents for about 3 years until one day my pants kind of slipped down while I was sitting at the dinner table, and the only thing that my father has ever, ever, ever said about any kind of body modification that I've done, which is a lot, he said, oh, look, my daughter got a tattoo on her booty.
I'm not into body modification very much. The only thing I've ever done was pierce my ears 5 times. Well, 2 in 1 ear, 3 in the other, so a total of 5 holes. I'm not into tattoos. I'm not into other kinds of piercings on other areas of the body. I mean, if you have it, great. Just not my cup of tea. I have a sister who has 3 tattoos, and she's had body piercings and stuff. She can pull it off. I don't think I could. I don't want to try. If aliens came down and wanted to modify their bodies in some sort of way, I'd just have to suggest the ears. If they had ears or something that resembled ears. Would aliens really be humanoid, though? What if they were just, like, blobs? How could we modify their gelatinous bodies? Something to think about.
Okay, I don't know what happened. I heard funny noises. But anyways, body modification. I have 3 tattoos. I'm getting a fourth one on Saturday. My ears are gauged. I had my labrae pierced at one point in time, but nobody else in my family really has any body modification except pierced ears. I like body modifications, I guess. I find tattoos attractive. It's kind of funny, though, because I have a fear of needles, and if I watch myself getting a needle in my skin or watch anyone else for that matter, it makes me kind of nauseous, but I kind of like the way that tattoos feel. But I do have a tattoo on my ear. It's a bubble that was like completely and utterly spontaneous because one of my friends is a tattoo artist and she was really bored and wanted to tattoo somebody, so I got a tattoo behind my ear. I think that's all I got.
Yes, body modification. It's something that I didn't get into until later on in my life. the first thing that I obtained was a tattoo of a country that's near and dear to me, and that's the United States. I got one on my chest, right there in between the breasts, and I wear it proudly in the summertime. When the weather's nice, I go out to the beach. It's as if a flag is blowing on a nice, soft, breezy day, about 10 to 14 miles per hour, and just wafting in the air. It's a flag on a flagpole, and it's interesting. Some people salute it as they walk by. Other people, they say some nasty things to me. But I just love this country, and I love the flag, and I'm a proud supporter of our involvement in the Middle East. Thank you.
I don't know if an alien came down and asked me what I would recommend. I wouldn't recommend anything, because I'd probably wondering what the hell he was doing here and why he would be interested in body modification. But anyway, I haven't had much. Probably would like to get a tattoo soon, and that's about as exciting as it gets. Talk to you later.
Yes, body modification. Speaking of pets, I actually have all of my pets, all four of them, spayed and neutered, respectively. This is a form of body modification that I've done for my convenience. I've had some cats and dogs that were able to keep their private and internal hormone generating organs, and it was not good. They had too much personality. They acted out. Too seasonal. They went through these certain mood swings and action sprees that I just didn't appreciate. So I modified their bodies to fit my lifestyle. Thank you. Have a good day.
Body modification. Well, I guess, I don't know, it makes me think about all the different types of body modification, like plastic surgery and piercing, tattoos. You can modify your body, exercising or not exercising. How about those people, it's some tribe, and they wear those rings around their necks, and they just keep getting taller and taller, and it makes their necks really long? That's a way of modifying your body. I don't know. Think about those women who are addicted to plastic surgery. Kind of like, I think Michael Jackson must have been addicted to nose modification. Ended up he didn't have a nose at the end, did he? But yeah, I don't know. Body modification. I'm not really into it, I guess. And, all right. Thanks, Dry Tofu.
Nothing much. Simple tattoo. Thought about some piercings, but never really went there. Not a big body modifier.
So it's one time I'm at home asleep, and my crazy girlfriend is drunk, comes home with one of her friends. So these two females and their, these two females on my bed, drunk, making out, and, start to kiss them and stuff. And, clothes get taken off. Don't want to be too graphic over the telephone, but, so my girlfriend's going at it down there, and her friend's naked, and sits on my face. And I was like, oh, this bitch has her clit pierced. And shortly after that, she kind of passed out on my face, had to lift her dead weight off my face, and then drag her to the second bed we had. And, started out really good, and it ended really bad, but that's my body modification. story.
This has been another installment of Dry Tofu. Please give us a call and share your thoughts at 312-379-8638. That's 312-DRY-TOFU.